Yeah, it's sort of a mirror image of when we played here last year. We definitely should have chased them down. It's frustrating because I'd have actually, as we walked off, I was delighted. I thought it was going to be 180 to 190 was probably par. And at the turn at 10 overs, I thought they might get 200. So I was really chuffed when we walked off. And it was a good wicket. Obviously, Rabada came in and you always knew he was going to be hard work. But I thought we managed him pretty well. And then I thought we should have chased him down. But unfortunately, you know, they bowled well, but still disappointed not to get over the line.
Good bowling performance tonight, Luke, particularly to Mel Mills again.
Yeah, we've just got to keep getting him on Sky TV, haven't we? He's, you know, when he's in that sort of form and he's bowling fast like he is tonight, he's obviously shows that, one, he's ready for international cricket, and if he bowls like that, he's going to be good and succeed and do very well for it. And for him, I just hope his body holds up. And you're just looking for him, you know, I suppose the challenge for him will be consistency. We've had some of these games, and then he's had other games where he's gone for 50. So his next thing will be trying to get that consistency going, but when he's on, he's scary to face, and you can tell people don't like facing him.
New signing, how did that come about, Luke?
Well, it's been tough. Everyone knows with the Mustafiz has been hard. We've finally got him nailed down for those last four games, etc. So we spoke to Fordy with Sri Lanka, and he was full of praise of Kulasekara and just said that he's available. He's been in there all their pre-camps ready for this one-day series, but just missed out as they're looking to go younger. And there's not many guys around, so to get hold of someone like him with his experience, it was always going to be nice to bring him on board.
Talk about the run, Chase, because you were well-placed when Ross Taylor was there. Is it getting frustrating, you just can't get over the line in some of these games, Luke?
Yeah, it's been, I mean, I suppose it's been a feature of ours over a number of years, that of getting games finished off from the middle to back end of the overs, and it's a tough place, I feel, for the guys. You always want that one player to go and get 70 or 80, and whether, you know, Ross, we've leaned on him a lot down the order, he's been absolutely outstanding for us, but you want someone else to come off around him as well, so he's not under too much pressure. But yeah, it feels like that tonight slipped away from us, which is annoying. But looking at the group stage, it's just that everyone's in the game. It's all packed up. It's certainly not put us out of it by any means. It just means that obviously we've got to get on a roll. I think the rain's probably stopped that momentum we had a little bit, and we've got to wrestle it back now.
What was going on with the light? Because that was bizarre, wasn't it? Went on for ages.
Yeah, they make me laugh, a lot of people, give me a lot of stick. But if they want to face someone at Nightmare now with a torch shining in your face, then they're welcome to it. I mean, I said to Nashi, I didn't think he should have faced the ball he was facing. You could see that, you just couldn't see the ball. It was so bright, and a guy's bowling 90 mile an hour, it doesn't work. And the umpires, fair enough, they completely agreed, and everyone out, all the players did. So, look, it's frustrating from the crowd, it's frustrating for Sky TV, but not just for the game, it's safety as well. And if someone gets hit in the head there when you can't see the ball, then I'm sure some of the idiots in the crowd would be slightly different feeling about it.
Yeah. Middlesex coming up tomorrow, Luke. I guess important to get back in that winning way again.
Of course it is, yeah. You always ask your players and your big players, and I ask myself to stand up in all those games and try and get a win under a belt. We're certainly not doom and gloom. We're well in the mix, and it's just, as I said, not to play safe cricket. The one thing we can't go is to try and be safe in this form, because that just doesn't work. So we've got to come out, whether we bat first or not, and really attack it again and try and get a good score on the board if we were to bat first, and not go in our shells and try and play safe. And that's certainly the message I'll be giving there tonight. Overall, happy with the bowling performance, especially the way we wrestled it back, as I said. And with the bat, just ask the lads to keep trying, keep practicing, and hope we get better.
One other question, a change tonight behind the stumps with Craig Kachopa coming in. What was the thinking behind that, Luke?
Yeah, I think originally with Brownie, he's played a lot of games at that role at six, and he's found it quite tough work so far. So original plan was maybe him to go at the top of the order, but we just found with the way that Salty's gone about it, he's looked like a bit of a superstar in the making. And hopefully if we give him time there, we think he's going to be a match winner for us in the future. So yeah, that was the thinking. Kachopa is in better form now. At the start of the season, he had scored any runs, so he obviously had to work his way back in, and he had a good season last year batting at that place. We know he can win games. He won the game at Hampshire, 80 off not many, so he's someone, even though he didn't do it tonight, we know he can, and it's a place that if you can do that, you're going to get in any team in the world. So look, people have just got to keep going. Hopefully Chops, I'm sure he'll win a game for us down there at some point as well.